This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There are, in this world, very few sure things. But if I were a betting man, I'd be tempted to lay down a couple of bucks that Greece will be the first country to leave the Eurozone. Sadly, that bet got harder to make today. Both Ladbrokes and William Hill, the two big London bookmakers, have suspended that bet. Seems it was just too much of a sure thing, given the elections this past weekend and the continuing mess. We've called Graham Sharp at William Hill to discuss. Mr. Sharp, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So how tight were the odds when you suspended betting on Greece being the first to leave the Eurozone?
Well, at that point, if you wanted to have the bet that the Greeks would exit first from the Eurozone, you would win for your stake of, let's say, €4, $4, £4, a profit of just one. You would obviously get the four back as well. What you would call in betting parlance, a pretty warm favorite, if not necessarily a red-hot one.
Yeah. Why did you suspend the betting? I mean, it sort of makes sense, because if anybody's going to leave, they are. But aren't you guys experts in setting these odds?
Well, yes, and this market's been open for some while. And at this point, all we were being asked to take was bets for Greece to be the first to go. And so where you've got a situation that's volatile and difficult to keep up with and you don't have representation on the ground, as we don't there, things can change quite quickly. And if you're not aware of them, then you might be offering a particular betting price, which as far as you're concerned is quite reasonable. But as far as people that know a little bit more than you, it's virtually the equivalent to giving away free money on Christmas Day.
Which is bad for business. But how do you...
It's certainly not the way your ideal bookmaker would like to go about ensuring that he's still in business in years to come.
Yeah, there's not a lot of upside. But, you know, I mean, you can see how you set the odds on a football match or cricket or American football or, you know, even straight-up politics. But how do you figure out the odds for something that's never happened before?
Well, you make a good point, and that is part of the profession, isn't it? It's basically putting out there your own opinion. We try to rub off the angles and edges at either end of the opinion, so you end up with somewhere in the middle which you think you can go to war with. If you're then unable to make a market at all, suspend the book, as we've done, until such time as the waters calm down a little bit.
Now, you have another, or you had, I suppose, another bet along these lines about whether the euro would still be around in what, I guess now 3 years or so, right? And you've stopped betting on that one as well.
Yes, we opened the market in 2010 as to whether the euro would still be around at the end of 2015. But obviously, should Greece exit or any other country, that could then lead to sort of mass evacuation of several countries. And all of a sudden, it looks less and less likely that the euro would then be in place. So that's a related bet. So when we closed the market on Greece, we also closed or suspended for the time being the market on the future of the euro.
Right. You pay your money, you take your chances. Graham Sharp at William Hill, the bookmaker in London. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.